Hailing frequencies are open because this is Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
That's right. And we're still under the sea.
Can I say, I thought your name pun for the episode was going to be Jason Momoa Inman.
I never thought about that. You didn't think blah, 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 blah.
I thought it was very funny. I just thought that was a more obvious joke.
I didn't even think about it. Okay. I should have thought about that. I mean, we are name brothers, yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of brothers.
Sure.
I mean, one of Aquaman's most dangerous villains is his brother, Ocean Master. I thought we could talk about, because we didn't really talk about his villains that much. And, you know, Aquaman has a lot of under-the-sea type villains.
Mm-hmm.
And I found an article on CBR.com called Aquaman, his 20 most dangerous villains officially ranked. They're ranked by CBR. It's by Peyton Hinkle. And
well, it's not written by our friend over there, so.
No, not by
Kobe. Of questionable not by, quality.
Not Kobe Grief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Grife.
We're not.
We like him a lot, though.
Oh, it is Grife. He did,
I have no idea.
He did tell me it is Grife because I said his name out loud. That is correct. I am pretty certain he doesn't listen to this, but we're saying that we don't know if Peyton's article is up to
or
snuff
good
of Kobe.
Could.
Just the way you mixed it up, I wasn't certain. So we're going to go through their rankings. Some of these we are going to know. Some of these we are not. And I thought I would tell you the villains, see if you know who they are. And if you don't, you should make a guess.
Great.
And then we'll discuss. I don't know who most of these are. So.
This is going to go well then. Because yes. If you don't know, then I'm screwed.
So you got to make a good guess here. All right.
Okay.
You ready to do this?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Make your prediction right now. Who's number one?
Mera.
As a villain?
Mera in several continuities, because she's from Zebel, is tasked with assassinating Aquaman, and that's why she is sent to Atlantis. So,
all right, that's a good answer. I can guarantee you she's not going to be number one.
No, it's either going to be Orm or Black Manta.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, well, you'll find out.
It's either going to be Patrick Wilson or Yahya Abdul-Mateen II.
All right, cool. Number 20 is a villain, a lady villain, named Blackjack. Who's Blackjack?
Blackjack is the underwater card shark of Atlantis / Poseidonis / I can't remember what the city's name is that Ariel lives in. Tritonis.
No, actually, even the description of this, it says, Blackjack's a fairly unoriginal character.
Jesus Christ.
She's a sexy lady who looks like a technological pirate that apparently steals from the bottom of the ocean.
I mean, okay, way to have a name that doesn't at all evoke what you do.
Yes. All right, Ashley, number 19.
Okay.
Is everyone's favorite villain, Demon Gate. Who's Demon Gate, Ashley?
Demon Gate is like the evil cousin of the Guardian of Forever, but underwater.
I kind of like that.
Thank you. That's only for my Star Trek listeners. That's for Scott Mance. That joke is only for Scott Mance.
I really like that. I mean, who do we, that just makes me think about the Guardian of Forever's family. Like, is one of them the Guardian of Pot Roast?
Oh, if you're the Guardian of Pot Roast, please invite us around for Sunday dinner.
Please send us a package at P.O. Box
16429 Encino, California, 91416.
That's right. No,
please don't send us pot roast through the mail.
Yeah, it'll be rotten. No, Demon Gate is actually a water-breathing cyborg with flamethrowers built into his wrists.
My alternate pitch was going to be the evil cousin of the Watergate Hotel.
Mm.
Mine are better. Next.
Well, actually, apparently he is, he attacked and tried to kill Porm, Aquaman's mama.
Oh, yeah, the nice dolphin.
Yep, dolphin mom. All right, number 18, the eel, E-E-L. Who is the eel, Ashley?
The eel is named either Flotsam or Jetson and is a minion of Ursula, as seen in the Disney film The Little Mermaid, 1989.
I wish your origin was correct. No, the eel is named Mortimer.
Mortimer!
And started off his criminal career in Gotham City before moving to San Diego, and he...
Is he a villain of Sub Diego?
He is a villain of Sub Diego.
Oh, yep. yeah. The eel, also a delicious sushi choice.
Sure. Number 17, Scavenger.
Scavenger is played by Daisy Ridley and steals metal plates from sandy embankments under the sea.
Incorrect. Scavenger is Peter Mortimer. I don't know if he's related to the eel.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is in a cybernetic diving suit, futuristic diving suit, and plans for world domination and can breathe underwater.
Considering metal rusts underwater, there's a shocking amount of cybernetics already on this list.
You're correct.
Thank you.
All right. Here's everyone's favorite. Number 16, Slizath.
Can I have a spelling, please?
S-L-I-Z-Z-A-T-H. Slizath.
Slizath is a corporate concept to sell Slipknot to children. I don't know. It's a terrible name that evokes nothing.
Yes. He is from the Idealists, is a pacifist culture dedicated to peaceful existence.
Not so pacifist, he's a villain.
The benevolent King Thar ruled the Idealists for many years until his jealous brother Slizath usurped him using dark magic.
Boo. Yep. Boo, I say.
Actually, I'm going to tell you what. Number 15 has the most creative Aquaman villain name I have ever heard. And I think the minute I say it, you're just going to be dumbfounded with the talent of this naming.
I don't believe you.
You ready?
Yeah.
Creature King.
Creature King. I'll take it over Slizath.
Slizath.
Creature King has... can do what everyone jokes about Aquaman, can talk to fish.
Well, of course. But is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all he can do. Talks to fish.
It's actually a scientific experiment. Scientist Dr. Orson combined Jed Combs' DNA with that of marine animals, transforming Jed Combs into Chimera, a.k.a. Creature King. Chimera is such a cooler name.
Can't believe I didn't get that.
He's from the New 52 Aquaman series.
Well, I haven't read it.
It says here that his never-ending list of powers baffled Aquaman.
Arthur, I'm going to say this. Most of our superheroes, the heroes in particular, in their abilities section have
like crossover?
Superhuman intelligence, hyperhuman intelligence. Arthur did not.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur's not the brightest bulb in the Justice League's closet. So maybe he was just baffled by the fact that this man had any abilities.
Number 14, Deadwater.
Deadwater. Deadwater is...
Do you need a spelling?
No.
Just want to be sure.
But I have a casting choice for you.
Okay. Without even knowing who this is.
Deadwater is... So, after Timothy Oliphant is done with whatever he's doing in The Mandalorian, WB, because all they do is steal things from the DC... from the Disney side, is the villain that they're going to give him. It's his underwater show, Deadwater.
I wish that was true, but
it's
no.
A good name, actually. Deadwater is a good name.
It's not... It's for
like an Aqua villain. It's a
good
name
for an Aquaman story, but I don't think for a villain.
I will concede that
point. Deadwater is actually, he's from the 2016 Aquaman run. He's an ancient aquatic essence that when exposed to humans can transform into grotesque eel-like monsters.
Okay.
In the Deadwater arc, Aquaman's numerous humans became these deadly creatures.
Okay.
And you can reverse these people, but it's not easy.
Sure. Great. Super.
Yep. All right. Number 13, Corum Wrath.
Corum Wrath?
C-O-R-U-M, new word, R-A-T-H.
Oh, so it's not even W?
Nope.
Corum Wrath is an evil sea anemone poacher.
Okay. He actually is an Atlantean.
I'm running out of underwater ideas.
I get it. He was the leader of the Deluge, an Atlantean terrorist faction with an intense hatred for the surface world.
Oh boy, and, how didn't I know that?
Corum Wrath persuades the Royal Council of Atlantis to remove Aquaman's title as king.
I actually know who this character is.
And
yes.
He uses sorcery and he basically turns into an aquatic monstrosity.
Yes, I actually have read this story.
Yeah. Number 12. This just tells me that Aquaman needs better villains. Nereus.
Nereus is the king of Zebul.
Yes! Yay!
Is he Mara's dad or is he her ex-fiance?
He is He was her ex-fiance.
Yeah, he's who she dumped to go because she fell in love with Arthur.
Well done, thank Ashley. You. Well done.
I'm going to give Danielle Page some props for that as well because he's prominent in her graphic novel.
Well, I'm going to say number 11.
Also, Nereus is also very hot.
Yes, he is. Actually, the art is pretty good on them. Yeah. Number 11, you should know if you paid attention to my Aquaman Geek Edge lesson.
Ooh, no pressure.
Kordax.
Oh, yeah. Kordax is the evil fish man.
Yes, he is the evil fish Atlantean.
Evil fish bulb.
He comes back in a storyline where you find out he never died. He's actually been alive for like 10,000 years.
Yeah, he's both an ancient Atlantean construct and also Arthur Curry.
This article names him as Aquaman's evil twin, which
I don't think that's correct, but I don't think that's a bad description either.
No. All right.
I can't believe I got
well
two.
Well done. I can't believe you got two on this list either. Ones that we aren't obvious, right?
Yeah.
You might get number 10. Let's find out.
Don't say that.
Siren. S-I-R-E-N.
I'm assuming she is some version of the sirens from the Odyssey. An evil mermaid who sings and kills people.
She is a shape-shifting mermaid who is the sister of Mera.
I did know. Yeah. She has a different name. She has like a government name as well. Yeah.
She
has a name that's not Siren.
As far as I can tell from this article, they do not say it.
She does in the Mera solo series by Dan Abnett, but that's fine.
Number 9, everyone's favorite, Hagen.
It's actually pronounced Hagen.
Oh, do you know who this is?
And he is the peddler of the Häagen-Dazs underwater ice cream brand. No, I have no idea who this is.
Thought we were going somewhere.
No, I did not. I was making an ice cream joke.
Häagen is like
hungry.
He's part of the group of like Corrin Hath. He's in the Corrin Wrath group.
If you ask me the Deluge, I know that that's the terrorist organization's name, but I couldn't name the members of it. No.
Ashley.
Yeah.
You're hungry. This one fits in.
I am hungry.
This fits in the place. Number 8, the thirst.
I was really hoping you were going to say popcorn shrimp. The thirst is an evil sea witch who robs you of all water. So she creates like an air bubble around your head.
Well, it's actually a man. But he's related to a sea witch. The Thirst is actually the mystical brother of the ancient water bearer goddess who gives Aquaman his water hand.
Yeah. Oh, yes, indeed.
Yes. Number 7 is the trench creatures, of
the
course.
The evil fishman, yep.
Number 6 is everyone's favorite, Fisherman.
Fisherman is an unfairly maligned gentleman who goes down to the sea. He's just trying to feed his family, and he accidentally hooks Aquaman one day so Arthur doesn't like him.
That's basically it.
I made that up.
It's not the hook, but he is basically a man who puts on technology and goes under the sea and steals stuff. That's it. Yeah. He seems like low rent Black Manta.
I mean, that's fair. So many Batman villains are low rent.
Number
Joker,
5 is our new favorite, Carbidus, Chirbidus, Chubidus. How do you say Charybdis?
It's Charybdis.
Charybdis. Charybdis is number 5.
Okay, great.
You know, I will give that to him because
Charybdis is pretty cool, actually.
He's the man that caused Harpoon Hand Aquaman, so I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Triton, the son of the Greek god Poseidon.
We are the daughters of Triton.
I don't know how he's not number 1,
great,
but okay.
Father who loved us.
Number 3
well.
Is the Dead King. Ashley, do you know who the Dead King is?
The Dead King is the first king of Atlantis who rises again, fights Mera, wants to reclaim his place. He's sort of this mythological figure.
He's Atlan. He's in previous versions Aquaman's dad.
Yes. Aquaman's the spirit daddy,
Number 2 is Ocean Master, of course, and number 1 is Black Manta.
Yeah, it should be Black Manta, for sure. Well, I definitely would have thrown Mera on there for good measure.
I can't believe you got two of them, Ashley.
I know, two of them that weren't the obvious ones. Yeah. Well, no, me either. I'm very impressed with myself.
Do you agree with me? Aquaman needs a villain overhaul.
I will say this. I will die on this hill. We can talk about this respectfully on Discord. Or in the comment section of this post.
Oh, yeah, everybody. By the way, you know, we have a new Discord over on the Patreon. If you're just on the GHL Extra level, you can't access it. So sorry. But if you guys are listening to this, and we have a GHL Extra thread.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
I think it's called Current GH. But yes, we can talk about Geek History Lesson actually.
Give us some conversations in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
So this is a hill I'm willing to die on. Every DC hero who's not Batman needs a more impressive rogues gallery.
No, because, I disagree with
because
that.
Because they typically have 2 to 3 good villains and then a bunch of copycatters. But even Batman has like 8 low-rent Jokers.
Mm-hmm.
So Aquaman has an okay rogues gallery. It's not bad.
I think he has low to mid-lead.
It's okay.
But excuse me, as a yawn, I would also put Wonder Woman in this.
But so I was going to say, so would I. You know, and I think Wonder Woman is a much more interesting character than Aquaman. But I liked when they dated. I thought that was cool. That was fun.
And on that note, everyone's favorite part of GHL Extra.
Not mine.
Oh man, we got to teach her the love if the price is right. So I forgot to look up the extra thought of the day, so we don't have one. So I'm sorry, everybody. I forgot a bunch of other categories in the other podcast. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go ahead.
I'm gonna
blame the Wizard Atlan for this sorcery and trickery.
I drowned a little bit writing the Aquaman podcast. I'm just gonna say. Just gonna say that.
I had
a little
bit too many water. I think you did a good job.
I made too much water in my lungs. You know, Aquaman has a song in Batman Brave and the Bold, and I didn't once make an outrageous joke. And I bet everybody's like, why did you make the outrageous? Because John DiMaggio as Aquaman would always say that in Batman Brave and the Bold.
Dietrich Bader's Batman in Brave and the Bold, right?
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He's also Batman in Harley Quinn. I think it was.
Is he really?
Yeah, I think it was very smart casting that they brought him back.
He's a good Batman.
He is a good
Batman.
He's
a really good Batman.
But John DiMaggio is like the arrogant Aquaman, and he has a song. He sings several songs.
Is he a good singer? Yeah,
yes.
I've heard him sing as Bender.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
He's a good singer.
He is.
Yeah.
So I probably should have named one of those jokes, but I didn't.
I thought you did a good job.
Thank you. Well, I'm sorry I didn't have an extra thought of the day, everybody. I hope you agree that Aquaman needs a new rose gallery. DC Comics, you can hire me to write Aquaman at any time. I'll just make it Conan. I'll give him underwater Thulsa Doom. Get ready.
In your future Aquaman run, will Mara be in it?
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
I want to call the book Aquaman and Mara.
So you want to call the movie?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Mara would be a part of it. I don't know Mara as much as Aquaman, so I do a lot of research, but I would, yeah, she's definitely a part
Mara's
of it.
Mara's cool. She's really cool. Yep. I think Mara's underrated.
I also would not make the entire book completely underwater, because I think that's a mistake. I think Aquaman should live on an island.
That's a cool idea. Yeah, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Remember in Cupcake Wars when they inexplicably had Geoff Johns as a guest and they made Aquaman cakes? Me too.
I don't remember that at all. But I'll tell you this. If you want to know what my Aquaman run would be like, you know Worf in Star Trek?
Mm-hmm.
That's Aquaman.
Yeah.
He's a child of two worlds. And on that note, thank you so much for joining Geek History Lesson Extra. Ponder that. Talk about that in the Discord if you want. And I'm Jason Immon.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Thanks for listening, super friends.
Bye. Bye-bye.